He loves us equally. He loves us with such a deep love that while we were walking in the flesh, He sent down His Son to die for us. Yes. And today we're going to start with the scripture, and it's in Philippians.
Philippians chapter 3, where Paul writes to the Philippians, and he is trying to encourage them to walk in the Spirit. And there were some people in that church at that time that were trying to show them falsely that there was merits by following the law, and there was merits by doing things, there was merits by being good, and you had certain merits of your own. And Paul is writing to them, telling them that's false. There is no merits in the flesh, and that we need to be walking in the Spirit by the power of the Holy Spirit. We need to, it says in the Apostle Paul wrote to the Philippians in the first three chapters, and he told them that to live is Christ. And he tells us and all the believers that we are to be steadfast. Yes, we are not walk in the flesh, rather, but to walk in the Spirit, but it's not on our own. In chapter 3, in particular, Paul points out what I believe. And he makes it very clear what the secrets are that allows us, those who confess Jesus Christ, how it allows us to walk and lead a victorious Christian life in the Spirit. He tells us.
And though the Bible, it's not a book of recipes, that doesn't give you a prescription, it's not a manual, but we have advice from God and from men of God that was inspired by the Holy Spirit. So the words that we are reading, it's not like one of those self-help books. And the titles are nice, and the words are good. However, we're going to see God's Word. That's much different, because it's not an opinion of a man, it's not a study of a man, but it's God's wisdom given to us through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Philippians chapter 3.
Yes, it says in the first chapter, it says, "Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord to write the same things to you. To me, indeed, is not grievous, but for you it is safe." He says, "Beware of dogs." That's a pretty strong word, but beware of evil workers. "Beware of the concision," says, "for we are the circumcision which worship God in the Spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh." This is strong words here. No confidence in the flesh. Me, myself, if I apply myself to this, no confidence in John Haffenden, the fleshly part, accepting that which was born of God. There I have confidence in the Holy Spirit. He says, listen to Paul, because if Paul said, then he was one that was ranked high in fleshly abilities. He was very high in the Pharisees and the scribes and the Hebrew. He was admonished and looked and esteemed upon as one of the great leaders, following the law, blameless. He says, "Though I might also have confidence in the flesh, if any other man thinketh that he hath, whereof he might trust in the flesh, I more, circumcised the 8th day of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of the Hebrews, as touching the law, a Pharisee of
God." And I think one of the important notes that we see here, when you mentioned, look out for those dogs.
Yeah.
Well, he was a dog before.
Yes, he was.
He was a dog.
Yes,
he was one of them. Because when he talks about dogs, it's the Judaizers, it's the legalists.
Exactly.
Those who were led by instinct instead of being guided by the Holy Spirit. And religious people, people that know God by the book but not by the Spirit, they know by word but not by the Spirit, they're compared in the scripture to dogs. Because those people have those gut feelings, those instincts, like an animal does. Like a dog has. I have my dog, and my dog is very smart.
Yeah.
I don't need to tell my dog that I'm going to give him food. He kind of senses it. Even before I get to the closet where the food is, the dog is wagging the tail, because the dog has the perception and that feeling that something is about to happen. A dog can sense when someone is about to die. So dogs are very sensitive.
Yes.
But in this sense of scripture, a dog has instinct. However, we have the Holy Spirit.